Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. I'm Reginald Atitula. And the star of this Wednesday show, sitting in for the OG, John Lopez. Returning back to 610, it is Paul Gallant. Appreciate you rocking with me today, man.
I appreciate being in here. Hello to everybody. I am still alive and back for a couple of years.
proof of life show. I like this.
It's one of those things. I can have some fun with it because you're in this industry long enough. Eventually, your time is going to come. And I've always found it funny when somebody's time comes to an end, when there's a, as the Astros would say, parting of ways.
That's right.
You just never hear about that person again at all. Was in Seattle for 2 years. I've been back here for nearly 4 years. These 4 years have flown by so quick. Hard to kind of process that I am almost back in H-Town for 4 years. But it's great to be back where it all started in a studio that hasn't changed all that much from where I left it.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure that you felt at home. Like when you go home to your childhood bedroom, want to make sure that it looks. Or we, I mean, to be
honest, I
don't
have mine anymore.
A good bit would have been putting a treadmill in here, as some people want to do.
A whole bunch of boxes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just throwing crap all in this room.
Someone on the YouTube page said, "Blink twice if you're under duress, Paul." So just like
I'm not under duress. Okay, I'm not under duress. I appreciate all of the smoochy smoochies from the text line.
Oh, yeah. People loving it right now.
It appeals to my massive ego. as a narcissist, I love it. So please continue to kiss my... just keep on smooching.
There you go.
I like to smooching.
I'm glad that you did not finish that sentence.
No, I'm like, wait, I'm not on the internet.
A sentence that I would like to get an answer to, however, is one that you posed earlier in the program. And I think it's worthwhile, especially at this particular point in the season... Texans fall to 2-4. D'Amico Ryans is basically calling for the smoke if you indeed have some, right? Like, I'm the head man. Decisions are mine. And all of this comes back to me. And so D'Amico Ryans, you know, he's had some flaws, I think, as a head coach, as a lot of head coaches do. And some of those, you know, you wonder, are these just kind of the quirks of a particular coach, right? For a long period of time, Andy Reid had game management or time management particular issues, right? You could point to various different coaches in there. There are certain things. And with D'Amico Ryans, you know, sometimes game management ended up looking like it got away from her or whatever. And there's certain things. Favoritism is one of those things we talked about. Felt like it ballooned up in a way on Monday night, talking about the, you know, rotation at guard, talking about the decision to make somebody who had been a healthy scratch take starting ops away from a rookie that seemed to be growing into his own, that you said was going to, you know, get more reps with earning it, right? There was a number of things that happened that makes you, that made me come back to the idea, or hey, even like allowing, going forward on fourth down, but doing the same thing that you did on third down somewhat. There's a lot of things that make you then come to the head coach nature of D'Amico Ryans and go, all right, but what is the actual ceiling here?
Right. And I asked this question 11 months ago. A lot of people got mad at me. I get it. He played for the team. He's still the new head coach. They were off to a pretty good start last year until things started to hit the fan. And you're talking about team meetings, players only meetings every couple of weeks. But last year, we all got the sense, if you were paying close enough attention and if you were listening to D'Amico Ryans at these press conferences, where he was putting a lot of positive light on things that were very obviously not working. And it was just something that made you wonder, are they improving? Are they getting better anywhere? And then over the last couple of days, Reggie, there's been a couple of moments where you've heard D'Amico Ryans go back to some bad habits where he's pointing fingers at Kyahmi Fairbairn. He's pointing fingers at Derek Stingley for not covering Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But he's also babying the offense a little bit. And it's the press conference. It's the podium. It's not what's going on behind the scenes. But it does make you wonder if accountability is level for everybody on this team that he is trying to be more of a CEO-type coach with. We know that this team defensively does the swarm mindset to a T, sometimes a little bit too swarmy with the personal fouls that come. But when you start hearing what D'Amico Ryans said about the offensive line right here, don't you start to wonder if there is a messaging problem?
What was the conversation like for you guys about things on the offensive line that were frustrating last night?
I think the most frustrating thing for me is things we've covered, things we've worked in practice, and we get in the game and it's not getting done. We're doing something different. We're doing things that we're not coached to do. That's the most frustrating thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
When you hear that, what do you think?
I mean, it's what I'm saying is right, and they're just not doing it, and
they're not listening though.
They're not listening.
Crazy.
Here's the thing, right? Because the messaging point has been one that keeps coming up. You can go earlier on in the season where you know you have other circumstances of you know, hey, there's clearly these are things that you know we're wanting them to do, and we just need to execute those types of things that we've all got in common or gotten used to hearing. And you hear when these players are in front of microphones, in front of cameras, they will parrot the same messaging. So the messaging is still, like, the party line is still coming along, but the execution is not ending up on the field. And the question that I've continued to ask as you're finding the same issues pop up over and over is, why is this not translating? Mm-hmm. And when you say messaging, I'm like, but the messaging is getting through in various different ways, right? What they're saying is clearly being repeated by the player, so it's there, but why is that not then being enacted? And I think there's a couple of things you can point to. First and foremost is the talent in certain areas just isn't there, right? Some of this, when we're talking about the offensive line, they're actually better at recognizing some of the things that they need to. There is a lot less woeful than it was offensive line execution-wise. You're just not good enough. I'm seeing number 60 get pushed into the backfield on a number of plays. Shout out to Jake Andrews, right? Some of this is that. But then there's other instances where it does feel like they're making mistakes, and you've got guys having dumb penalties, and you've got Azeez Al-Shaair, although I think he made the point that he had his head.
The whistle.
And there was a whistle. And to his credit, Sam Darnold also seemingly was like a little weirded out by that particular penalty.
I get it, but
But yeah, you have enough of these things that keep happening over and over again with this team, and there are mistakes that happen over and over again. It does make you wonder, why can't this head coach get these things cleaned up in the ways that he says he wants to?
And I heard that quote about the offensive line, and I'm like, are people listening? And he, going back to the penalties you were talking about a moment ago, D'Amico will always say penalties are about technique. Okay, well, what if it's not about technique? What if your player just has a brain fart on the field and gets a little bit too swarmy out there, which we saw with Azeez Al-Shaair, and we saw with Tim Settle, and we saw with the Mario Edwards face mask. So there's that. Are they listening? And you mentioned the party line a moment ago, Reggie. Okay, one of the party lines during all the struggles for the Texans from D'Amico Ryans and from some other players was, quote, we're close, end quote. He didn't quite go full gaslighting at yesterday's press conference and saying we're close, but he said something pretty damn similar.
And look, as bad as it seems, I tell guys at the end of the day, we're still one possession from getting that game, tied.
Excuse me, it did not feel that way. I do not care if the final score was 8 points of difference between the Texans and Seahawks. I don't care. No one watching that game felt like the Texans were ever in it in a game where the Seahawks turned the ball over 4 times, were 2 for 14 on third down, had a field goal blocked. You never felt like it was close. And that is close to saying things were pretty close, though.
Yeah, that's a carrot for them. That's a carrot for the players. That's not a carrot for us. I know D'Amico does not have a high level of regard for what we care about in the media.
Clearly not.
But at some point, and it's wild, like, you're getting to a point where you're going to need to be a little bit more careful, because that perception is what sinks the ships or the tenures of head coaches. And it feels wild to even say that with, the Texans' own son, D'Amico Ryans, at the top. But I think it is worth asking then, what is the ceiling for him? Because clearly he is a phenomenal, phenomenal defensive coordinator. The way that his defense operates, and obviously when given the talent, but even outside of like having a ton of talent, he is able to get guys to play with a level of vigor, sometimes too much, but to play incredibly well. The scheme works pretty damn well, and it is not the thing that we're dealing with in the coordinators that they've had, where it is the precursor, it is a franchise of what some other coach had, and it's just the bare bones. No, he's made it his own. There's additional levels of it. He's clearly there. But as a head coach, the fact that, one, personnel is in your domain, and your staff, and the way that this staff has operated has been really odd. A couple of first-time offensive coordinators that you've hired, but then on top of that, when you've hired a new offensive coordinator, you have not given him a full opportunity to bring in a staff that's going to implement a plan that he wants. So there's a piecemeal staff, and I do wonder how that comes together, right? Is that does that show up as a indictment of what this person is bringing in? Or is that a supreme belief in the people that you already have, at which point you ask the question, why do one of them not have the job? So it's odd. I'm not saying that it's inherently right or wrong, but I do think that that is an odd
portion of it. And then, like, you get down to it, and why is it, and I've said it again, I'm repeating myself, but why is it that the details that we know are so vital in these games, especially when you get to the upper echelons that the Texans were trying to break into, the details are the differentiating factor. And this team, when it comes to those big-time moments, they don't get details wrong. In fact, that's when the pressure bursts the pipes for this team on their details as opposed to making diamonds.
Yeah, and you wonder if he's going to get better when it comes to getting the messaging out for the little things to be more of a focal point. Because, yeah, sure, it's the players that are out there on the field. They're the ones that have to do it. But you're the head coach of this team. You have to pull it out of them. You can't be their friends. I think there are a variety of different approaches to being a coach these days. And it feels like the pendulum has swung in such a direction where you're supposed to be player friendly and all of that. And you know what? Good. Good, especially for youth sports. But at the professional level, well, listen, you know, like there's some Buddy Kilmers from Varsity Blues out there who are crazy. And Jack Riley from the Mighty Ducks, the coach of the Hawks, the better team. There's a lot of that going on. But at the NFL level, I wonder if there's going to be a pendulum swing back the other way, because some of these guys are maybe not listening here specifically in this organization. And as someone who played high school football at a very low level in Florida, I had two coaches. My head coach, love him. He was great to me. The guy who got the most out of me was the one who always was on my ass. Are they getting on these players enough to get them to get better with the little things? Because whatever they're doing right now, it's clearly not working. The messaging is being lost. To go back to D'Amico Ryan saying, hey, we told the offensive line to do all these things, and they didn't do them. To me, that's not necessarily just skill. That's the reason for what we saw on Monday night.
Do y'all feel like it's a disconnect between D'Amico and the offensive staff, though?
I mean,
because it, like, yes, it's on the head coach too, but we all know D'Amico ain't running the offensive scheme like that. That's kind of a that's the offensive coordinator. That's Nick Caserio and all that stuff.
But I think he's more hands on now, and I think we started to see it in the joint practices against the Panthers, where afterwards D'Amico was asking about the defense, and he said, "I was watching the offense the whole time." And you got Matt Burke now that's calling plays defensively. I think D'Amico's trying to be more of a CEO as a coach. That's good.
Agreed.
But I want the messaging to go to everything. So that's a good question to ask, Fig.
Well, I think when you have the proof that he is more involved, because I do think the training camp thing was more of the head coach of Dave Canales, right, being the offensive guy, wants to be over there with his offense. And D'Amico Ryans, I think, in trying to maybe be a little bit more open, decided to be over with the Texans offense, which of course would then be the Panthers defense. I think the stronger thing is handing the play calling duties to Matt Burke and wanting to be more involved. But then that makes it even wilder to me that you have 15 days off and that you offensively come out with a game plan that felt like you were running into the middle of the teeth of the defense, which is something that you acknowledged in your own press conference, a press availability, that's the strength of the defense. You're returning to Braxton Berrios. You're rotating guards. Like, it feels like you as the CEO should be able to corral, even if that's Nick Caley's inclination to go, are we sure this is what we want to do? And so, like, yeah, I think that the buck does start with him, but ultimately, these are all things that need to be ironed out as a head coach, because, again, all of this comes back to him, and I know that he is capable of putting together a good defense. I know that he's capable of, like, getting that messaging to the players, but there is something that remains if he wants to be a great coach and if he wants to ultimately get where this Texan team wants to go. There's still something that remains for him in developing, and maybe that's part of him only having a few weeks of having the full walk around experience and knowing what buttons to push to help the offense.
And maybe it's because he's starting to look at Nick Caley and thinking, I need to take the wheel here. He's doing a little extra backseat driving on that front. But, you know, to what you were saying, 15 days off, and Tytus Howard is saying we were complacent on Monday Night Football.
Sick behavior.
National TV.
The second time, at least, that I recall this season that they've said that.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're not learning from their mistakes, which goes back to, hey, where does D'Amico Ryans ultimately end up ceiling-wise as a head coach? And I was rolling through it. Some coaches that are on a similar, I guess, timeline as him. Who would you rather have right now? And definitely an easy answer today with this team 6-1, but would you rather have Shane Steichen or would you rather have D'Amico Ryans?
Oh, I think it's Shane Steichen, which is crazy because he's had some really poor teams. But I've seen him.
They've won with Gardner Minshew. They've won with this.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, he's I've seen him absolutely elevate players, which, to be fair, I've seen DeMeco do on his side of a specialty. But I also think I've seen, at least offensively, him bring a schematic advantage that's happening on offense, which I think has a little bit more value in what we're talking about right now.
I'm going to bring up some other coaches that are in the similar, I guess, tier as far as head coaches.
Which is probably unfair because, I mean, DeMeco Ryans has won. I'm trying to make sure I'm fair with this because DeMeco Ryans has won playoff games.
Right.
But see, the thing is, it's the offensive part, though, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, Shane Steichen, I'd rather have that offense right now.
Mm-hmm. And they've done a better job at hiring the counterpart on the other side, which is even more important when you have a defensive head coach right now.
So, unfair to put him in the same conversation as some of the top coaches in the game. So no Matt LaFleur or Kyle Shanahan or a Dan Campbell or a Sean McVay and Andy Reid. And there's some other ones that I'm not listing here. But how about in the perspective of NFL fans, is Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, who has won playoff games, but also I would say has underachieved relative to expectations, who would you rather have between those two guys at this moment in time? It's more of a toss-up, and we're biased because he played here.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of the things that is going to always make us, a lot of us at least, look at DeMeco a little bit more favorably than the other guy. It's a tricky thing to have in your back pocket. I think there's a lot of coaches that you got to now ask, hey, ceiling-wise, who has a higher ceiling between these two guys? Is it Shane Steichen or DeMeco? Is it Sean McDermott or DeMeco? And I'm sure we can explore this exercise further if you want.
Yeah, I might need to, but I found that to be a very interesting question, and that's what you're going to be kind of reckoning with for the remainder of the season, because depending on what they can do in this run of home games, it might be sooner rather than later where you're having to have real considerations about DeMeco, but then also the rest of the brain trust that is steering the ship for the Texans here. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do some lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Paul, are you excited for this? You ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know. But thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.